See, doing this parikrama is so important, you know, and we are doing it virtual. It happens like, you know, quickly in 5-10 minutes. And actually, when you go there, then it is like you have to walk so much. And sometimes, like Mataji said, you don't have shoes. And sometimes so many problems happens. You don't get prasadam sometimes. So, because of COVID, nobody is able to go, and we are all doing virtual parikrama. So, our mind is there, even though we are inside the house, and we are getting the benefits same as the doing parikrama. We are getting more knowledge, even though we go there, we don't know. We just go and bow down to the deities, and we don't know about all the pastimes and everything. But Mataji is telling so nicely all the pastimes and significance of the place, and reminding everything. So thank you so much, Mataji, for taking us to Vrajamandal every day. You can take over.
Thank you, Mataji. Mataji, just give me just 1 minute. Mataji. Mataji, 1 minute, I'm sharing. Mataji, am I audible?
Yes. Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, I'm sharing my screen. Just give me one few seconds.
Bake, you're not just making food. You're trying new recipes, learning new skills.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's our 16th day of parikrama. We'll be going to Prem Sarovar, I think.
Billy Poker.
Yeah, I think Billy Poker is tomorrow. But if you have presentation for tomorrow also, you can show it today because we have time today. First, we will do Barsana Parikrama, then Sankari Khori. And Komadaki Mataji, you can tell the, you know, your memories about Vrindavan Parikrama.
Mataji, can you make me the host? I am not able to share the screen. Hare Krishna.
Indu Mataji.
Mataji, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not able to share the screen. Can you make the host? Now I'm able to share.
Okay.
Okay, Mataji, there are so many pastimes today. We have enough time, so
yeah,
let's start. Okay, this is our
screen bigger, Mataji.
I'm making, Mataji. Yes.
Yeah.
So let's begin with our prayer before we start our parikrama. So let's pray to Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, all the Guru Vargas, and Srila Prabhupada, and all the devotees. So thank you all for joining our parikrama today, and this is our parikrama map. Yesterday we were coming from Kamyavan to Barsana, and today we are in Barsana, so we have to start from here, from the Chiksoli Gram, Chitrasakhi's village, and then we'll go to Shankari Kor, then we will see all these different places here. We'll see what is Mor Kutir, Gavarwan, very beautiful pastimes. As beautiful as the place is also. So we will start. So if you see here, we are starting with the Chiksholi gram, which is the village of Chitrasakhi. So in Bhakti Ratnakar, it is explained that her body is like kumkum color, and she wears the dress that resembles crystal glass. Then she is 26 days older than Radharani. Her parents are Chatura and Charchika Devi, and her husband is Pitara. Padma Puran says that she created the Mayur Sarovar. She is fond of dancing with peacocks, and they would gather around her and dance while she would feed them. Her seva is bringing cloves and garlands. Out of so many sevas, this is one I just mentioned. She's skilled gourmet, and yeah, she's a wonderful cook, that she can understand the taste of various foods made with honey, milk and other ingredients simply by glancing at them. So this is her village, Chiksholi. And then in her village, actually there is a place called Dohani Kund. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj explained about this kund in one of his yatra lectures, that Vrishabhanu Maharaj used to bring his cows, and he used to milk his cows in the morning and evening at this place. And after milking, that whole milk would be distributed entire of Varsana and even Vrajabhumi. Then once Srimati Radharani wanted to learn how to milk the cows, and Krishna said, okay, I will teach you how to milk the cows. And what did he do? while milking the cows, he would teach her, and at the same time, he would bathe Srimati Radharani, like how we are seeing in the picture, but there is no Radharani there. There's another cowherd boy. So he used to milk the cows and do like the same way, so that the milk falls on Radharani's face. So here comes a very interesting path. This is a very interesting path. This is called Shankari Kor. So one side is blackish, one side of the hill is golden, yellowish, golden, whitish color. So what is that? As we discussed yesterday, three hills, three mountains come under Brahma's head. The other one, that is Vilasgarh, that comes under Vishnu, that is Vishnu Parvat. That one Parvat is Vishnu Parvat. So on this side is Vishnu Parvat, on the other side is Brahma Parvat. So Vishnu Parvat is little bit blackish, and the Brahma's path, the side is golden color. So this is the passage in between both the Parvats. So here is the famous pastime, the tax collection pastime, that took place, where from Chiksholi, all these little gopis, they used to bring the butter and milk, and they used to go take it into the village. Then Krishna would stop them here, saying that you have to pay tax for me. And the gopis, Lalita Sakhi especially, she's very aggressive. She used to argue, you know what, you have to pay tax for us, because you were in Gokul Mahavan, and because of Lord Kamsa was sending so many people to trouble you, that was the reason that you moved here, and our Vrishabhanu Maharaj kindly let you come here, and you're just wandering in his place, and you are asking tax, you have to pay tax. Then all the Gopa boys will be saying, from where from this logic Lalita Sakhi is bringing. And then there used to be tug of war, and the gopis would say, go. And then there used to be a small fight, and these Gopa boys would throw stones on the pots, and when the pot is breaking, the gopis would cover the pots with their hands, with the holes with their hands, so that the butter doesn't come out. And there was a big tug of war like that, and all the butter and the yogurt that they were carrying would fall down. And it's been 5,000 years, still the rocks carry the grease of the yogurt. And if you know the very nice yogurt, if it is very thick back in India, we I don't know if you all remember, we'll get very nice cream on top of the yogurt. So even till date, there is that grease on the rocks. And this passage is, however thin and fat you are, only one person can fit in there. And some say, actually, because of the color difference, they say there's another version that I heard. It is like Radharani's color and Krishna's color on the either sides. One side is blackish, and the other side is golden color.
Yeah.
And the small little boys there will ask for tax collection. We have to give them some money, then only they will let us go.
Yes, Master. So this Sankriti is very narrow road, and only one person can go through. So Krishna decided that this is the good place to collect the tax. So that's why all the Gopa boys, they stand at the end and they said, okay, you have to give tax to our, you know, leader. And who is your leader? It's Krishna. And they will go and take all the gopis to the Krishna, and then they will give punishment as getting butter and yogurt and everything from them. So like that. But this time what they did, the gopis caught Krishna and said, you have to pay tax to us, not us. So then what they did, they said you should not put this pitambar and all these things. You have to be like a girl. And they got the skirt, gopi skirt, and they put on him. And they put on his head, and same way like a milk pot. And same way they break gopi's butter pot. Like that, they broke the butter pot for Krishna, and all the butter and milk, it fall on Krishna's body, and Krishna started crying. And then Krishna said that, no, I will never ask you butter or the yogurt or milk. And then gopi started crying. They said, Krishna, do you think that we don't have other way to go to Mathura? There are many ways to go to Mathura, but still they come to this Sankri Khori. Why? Because they get darshan of Krishna. They say, never ever do that. Like, you know, this our butter and yogurt and milk is meant for you. And we, like, you know, we get pleasure. When you collect taxes from us. So that's the pastime happening in Sankri Khori. Thank you, Mataji.
Yeah, we have seen that beautiful pastime shown in Little Krishna. Very, very beautifully they have shown. So this is one of my favorite place with a very nice funny story. The kids might, you know, love, my kids love this story. So this is called as Krishna Kund or Radha Sarovar. It said that Radha Rani would come and, you know, bathe here. This is her bathing spot. So this is in the forest of Ghevar One. So in Ghevar One, we have very nice pastimes. We will see in a little time. So in this forest called Ghevar One, in the middle of Ghevar One, at the foot of Mor Kutir is Krishna Kund. So what is that Mor Kutir? We will see in the next slide. So in the middle of, we're seeing this nice with lots of steps that this kund is there, right? So one day, and there are a lot of peepal trees also around. And there is Madhumangal's throne in this, little bit this side. So we'll see why Madhumangal's throne is there. But how this kund came is, one day Krishna came with his cows and cowherd boys, and then there is no water. They were thirsty. So with his flute, he made this well. We know many, many times his flute is so handy. So many places he did this, like Kusum Sarovar, then here, and in Bandir one, there will be one well. So then this is how this Krishna kund or Radha Sarovar came into manifestation. So the pastime is, why there is Madhumangal's throne is, one time what happens, we know the gopas steal butter from the gopi's house. So they used to steal in nearby Chiksholi village. So what happened was the gopis nicely locked, they kept everything tight, they locked everything, you know, they used to tie bells around the pot so that just in case somebody comes, the tingling sound would make them alert that there is somebody. So they used to do all these things thinking that, oh, Krishna, this boy is very naughty. If we do this, maybe he'll find that way, maybe that, maybe this. So they used to, you know, very nicely monitor everything, seal everything nicely. But still there was one window open and then all the Gopa boys entered there. They entered and they were stealing butter and then suddenly the gopi came. So when the gopi came, they were all trying to escape through the window. If you see the little Krishna also, they nicely showed where they were eating and then the gopi comes and then their expression that they were very shocked seeing the gopi. So they all will escape through one window. But Madhu Mangal was not able to escape because he's a little bit fat. So he got stuck in the window. And he was trying to escape like this, you know, he was trying to escape, but he couldn't escape because he got stuck. And then this gopi caught hold of him. And what did they do? Because he's a brahmana, he has a shika. So they tied the shika to a tree and they were swinging him. And then Madhumangal was started saying, "Hey, Krishna, Krishna, help me, help me." And they were swinging him, swinging him, swinging him. And then Krishna comes and Krishna says to the gopis, hey, what are you doing? Do you know that he's a brahmana and you're offending him? This is a very big sin if you trouble brahmana like this. Then the gopis will understand, oh yeah, he's a brahman boy. We should not, you know, do like this to a brahman boy. Then immediately, you know, they will release him. And then now the Krishna will say, see, you have offended, like, you know, you have offended a brahmana. So you have to pay for this. You have to somehow, you know, pay for your sin that you have did. So go and bring lots of laddus. So they all will go to their house and get all the laddus and sweets to feed Madhumangal and please him. So they'll make Madhumangal sit on this throne that is there on Krishna Kund. At Krishna Kund, they will make them sit and then they will feed him lots of laddus and he will eat lots of laddus and is very satisfied. So at the end of the eating laddus, then he, because he's pleased, he will just ask the gopis, like, what do you want? Then the gopis will express the desire of that they want Krishna as their husband. So that is the thing, that's the pastime it has happened here. That's why there is Madhumangal's throne.
Where is Madhumangal's throne?
I didn't take that. So as I said, this is at the foot of Mor Kutir, right? So from Krishna Kund, if you see, this is Krishna Kund. From Krishna Kund, you can see Mor Kutir. So that is Mor Kutir. So let's see what is more. This Mor Kutir inside temple. This is the temple. This is little outside of the temple. These are the paintings inside the temple. And actually, Mor Kutir and Man Mandir are opposite to each other. So from Mor Kutir, if you are seeing from Mor Kutir, you can see Man Mandir there. That is the view. And from Mor Kutir, actually, we can see whole of Varsana's view also. So these are the steps that are leading to Mor Kutir. So what is Mor Kutir? Mor is also called as Mayur Kutir. Mor is a peacock. So one time, Krishna to learn music from Rani. The Rani is very beautifully, like all the kokilas now, how we appreciate, wow, the cuckoo bird sings so beautifully. So Radharani sings so nicely and Krishna said he wants to learn music from her. Then what happened? She was teaching him and when she says sa, he would say pa. When he would say ma, he would say like that. He was not being a good student. So Radharani gets angry. So anger means maan, right? So what will he do? She shows her maan here. She gets angry and then she will leave the place like, no, Krishna, I'm angry at you. Sometimes, you know, the girls do like that, right? They get upset. It's not a real anger, but I don't know what word to use. Sometimes, you know, we'll say like, no, I'm angry at you. I just want to go. So then she gets angry and then she leaves. You know, there is Maan Mandir. I said opposite to Mor Kutir. So she just leaves that place and then she will she will go away from Krishna. Then Krishna will be upset. Oh, Radharani went, Radharani left. So what will he do? He knows that she likes peacocks. So he will come as a peacock and he will be dancing in front of her. Then initially she was not laughing, she was not responding. But as Krishna starts dancing and dancing and dancing, then her anger goes away and she also becomes a peahen and she starts dancing with Krishna. So that is Mor Kutir. And in Mor Kutir, we are seeing the paintings, right? So here a beautiful pastime is there. So what happened was there was a blind man. I think he's from Nimbarkacharya Sampradaya. So he would meditate a lot on this pastime, but he was very blind. So he had a desire to see this Leela. So he was, meditating on that point of seeing this Leela of this both of them dancing as peacock and peahen. So then Radharani appears in his dream and she says that, okay, I will... She appears, not in the dream, I think. She appears and she will talk to him. She says that, okay, I can show you this Leela, but whatever Leela that you are seeing, you should be able to draw it so that the whole world can see. Then this blind man will ask, like, I am blind, how can I draw? How is it possible? First of all, I am blind, how can I see? How can I get the vision? Then Radharani will say, do not worry, have the faith. If you have the desire, definitely it will happen. So just, you promise me that you will draw. Then that blind man will actually promise. He will say, yes, okay. Then Radharani will reveal that Leela. He could actually, though he's blind, he is able to see. He was able to see that Leela, and then he will, nearby, he will just go and he will be searching everywhere with his hand. And he found the minerals to draw. He found the brushes to draw. Everything by Radharani's mercy was arranged. So he got all this stuff. And though he's externally blind, he's internally having the vision of the Leela. So he drew everything, such a nice painting. So that is also there at Mor Kutir. And... So at here we have eyes, but we are blind. We cannot see Radha and Krishna. But this blind man got the darshan of Radha and Krishna. So we have to humbly pray here so that one day they say Prema Anjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. So we have to, our eyes, if they are tinted with love on Radha and Krishna, then we can have the darshan. Just like this blind man had a lot of love. That is the reason Radharani's mercy. He could see. So that also is there here. And then there's one more pastime. So what happened was, two generations ago, there used to live a sadhu on the forest of Ghevarwan. So Ghevarwan right now is like, once upon a time, Ghevarwan trees, they were about to cut. Ghevarwan is a part of Barsana. And the trees were actually supposed to be cut by the government, but with lots and lots of sacrifices, that's another story, that so many people, so many, Babaji's, they all said, like, you can kill us if you want to kill these, like, cut these trees. And they actually tried to, the government had to, not government, I think some dacoits or somebody, I am not sure about who, they wanted to cut all the trees in the Ghevarwan forest. But then because of their sacrifice and their fighting spirit, we still see the Ghevarwan with all the nice trees and everything. So in this Ghevarwan, there was a sage who was always chanting the holy names. And then there was a lion two generations before. This was the story explained by Vrajavasis when His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was living at Barsana. So the Vrajavasis told him that this lion would roam in the forest of Ghevarwan, and the sage, undisturbed, he was every day chanting the holy names. I think he was 75 years old. And this lion, just by the association of this sadhu, she became so gentle. You know how wild lions are. You know, he surrendered at the, this is a real story. It's not any Lion King movie. But she really, this lion really surrendered to this sage. And the sage whispered the mantra, initiation mantra, in the ear of the lion. And the lion became disciple of the sage. And the lion became a very good brahmachari every day, just, with the paws like sitting and listening to Bhagavat Katha from this sage. And in fact, this lion would do Madhukari. The lion was thinking, I have to serve my guru. And the guru used to put a bag on the neck of lion. And the lion would come down the mountain and the lion would knock the door. Imagine when there is a door knock, you open and there is a lion. For me, I cannot even imagine. I will be scared if there is a lizard also outside my door. So imagine there is a lion, how it would be. Then the lion was knocking the door, but slowly the news spread that there is this lion coming, and the gentle look of the, you know, lion, they understood that he's a good lion, and they used to put chapatis in the bag, the rotis or whatever they made. Every day the lion would collect the food for the master and take without even eating. He would again climb back, offer it to the guru first, and then whatever is there, the lion would eat. The lion left the body in the forest of Ghevar one only. So that was two generations back this story happened. So that is the pastime, one more pastime here. And then opposite to Mor Kutir is Maan Mandir. So Maan means anger. So this is where Radharani exhibited her anger, sort of many pastimes. One pastime is one day Radha and Krishna were here, and then Krishna was comparing Radharani's face, like, oh, how beautiful, your face is like a moon. Then Radharani got so upset when he said that her face looks like a moon. She said, oh, you're comparing my face with a moon? Moon has spots and moon keeps diminishing, right? Moon, we know how moon reduces in size, becomes big, reducing. So you mean that my face beauty is reducing every day? You know how the girls take the logics when they're arguing and fighting. So she's saying, so that means my beauty is diminishing every day. So you're comparing me with moon. Moon has spots. And the moon is, other name is Chandra also, right? So she is thinking that he's comparing with Chandravali. So she gets a little bit upset, and you know, she's like, I don't want to talk with you. And Krishna will feel again upset because he don't want to see his beloved upset, right? So what will Krishna do? Krishna will be feeling very sad. Now what should I do? What should I do, like that? But meanwhile, her anger little bit subsides, and she comes back as dressed herself as Krishna. Radharani comes back dressed herself as Krishna, and then Krishna will be thinking, who is this? I am here as standing as Krishna, and I see Krishna there. Then Radharani will be claiming, saying that, hey, I am Krishna, who are you? Then Krishna says, no, I am Krishna, who are you? Then Radharani disguised as Krishna, she says, okay, if you are Krishna, where is your Radharani? Show me. You should always be with Radharani. Where are you? Show. Then he will say, oh, you want to see my Radharani? Okay, I will call her. Let me play my flute. If I play, then Radharani will come. Then he's playing, she's not coming, And finally, he plays the one tune. So then Radharani cannot resist herself, and then she will reveal her identity, that she is Radharani herself. And then they both will laugh together, and they will run towards Lalita Sakhi's village, saying that, now let's go to Lalita and let's see if Lalita can differentiate, can find out who is Krishna. So that is the pastime that took place at Maan Mandir.
One more thing, Mataji, do you, I don't know you are going to tell that or not, Radharani was saying, like, I want to learn how to play flute from you, and Krishna was saying, I want to learn how to get angry from you. So Krishna said, okay, I my turn first, you teach me how to get angry. So she said, okay. If you are showing that you are angry, you have to see that one on the one throne, stone. So Krishna was sitting there. Then say, okay, no matter how much I call you, the person who are angry with called you, don't get him or her. So, okay. They say, okay, let's do the practical. So Krishna was sitting on the stone and said, don't look at me, look there. So he was looking on the other side. And then Radharani said, even though how, no matter how much I call you, don't look at me. So, Radharani said, Krishna. Krishna didn't look. Radharani said, Krishna. And Krishna looked. And I said, okay, you cannot learn. Okay, Krishna said, no. Give me one more chance. Okay, then again, Krishna sat like, he is angry. He is pretending like he is angry. And Radharani said, Krishna. Then Krishna. And Krishna again looked and said, okay, no, you should not look, Baba. Krishna said, I thought, oh, there is some importance. So that's why I looked. Said, no matter how much I called you, don't look at me. Then again, Krishna was sitting there and Radharani was calling him from behind and saying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So many times she called and Krishna didn't look. And Radharani fainted. And Krishna said, what is this? You are the one who was teaching me that, you know, you have to get angry and don't look at. So that's what I did. I did not look at. And Radharani thought that he got that's real anger, and Krishna is not going to look at me. And she, just because of that thought, she fainted and say, oh. Then Krishna said, I am just pretending that I am, like, you know, not looking at you. So it's like Radharani is a devotee and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what happens if Krishna said, what will happen if I really get angry at you? Means just by pretending Radharani fainted, then what will happen when Krishna gets really angry? So Krishna never ever gets angry to Radharani or his devotees.
Thank you, Mataji. So how many of you know this pickle, Mataji? I don't know because we don't make
it. It's a gaver.
Ah, tenti. Tenti, or it's called, I think, kela. So as we walk in gaver one, there are so many small fruits. Tenti. Actually, in Brahma Vimohana Leela time, it's explained, the Vrajavasis say that we know the cowherd boys were eating food, right, when Brahma comes and looks at them. So actually, Krishna was eating this pickle. With yogurt rice and tinti pickles. The Vrajavasis explained that this was favorite of Krishna, this pickle. And these are the trees that we find in Vrindavan, especially in Barsana. As we walk in Barsana, we will see. Actually, Gaver one is so beautiful. That's a playtime. You know, Krishna and Radharani used to play there. There are lots of, you know, according to season, different colors. Like sometimes there are emerald drop leaves. Sometimes there are topaz color flowers. Sometimes there are yellow flowers, white flowers. So different flowers. Very beautiful forest. They keep changing based on seasons. So then we come to Dhangad. So these are the beautiful deities. We have a temple there here. This is Dhangad and this Dhan Bihari temple. So let's see why it is called Dhan Bihari. Why is it called Dhan Bihari? They have nice sandalwood. See, they applied sandalwood dots. This is sandalwood and saffron mixed. So the pastime is one time from Unchagaon. Or whatever pronunciation, if I'm wrong, yesterday Sham Gauri Mataji. Unchgaon or Unchgaon, right, Mataji, you said? Unchagaon.
Yeah, that's the correct one.
Okay. So, from that village, there was a very poor man. And he had a girl of marriageable age. So we know how in India, you know, girls' marriage, especially in olden days, girl born means marriage, and they need to give dowry, they need to have lots of money. So this, he was a poor man and he had a girl. So the wife was always, you know, how will you marry her? You don't even have money like that. You know, she was always using those kind. She was a little bit harsh, rude to the husband. So this man was thinking, what should I do? Then he heard that Krishna is Dina Bandhu. So I will go and I'll talk to Krishna. So maybe, you know, Krishna can help me. So Krishna was busy playing with his friends that day when this poor man had come. Then he will say his problem. This poor man will reveal this problem. Then Krishna said, oh, what all money I have? That money belongs to my father, Nanda Baba. The cows, the butter, the property. I don't own anything. It is my father. So you have to ask him. Then this poor man will say, oh no, Krishna, he was thinking Krishna will help. Then we know that Krishna can't see the Brahmanas. He's a poor Brahmana. Krishna wants the Brahmanas and cows to always be happy. So this Krishna then will say, okay, all I own is only Radharani. So I will give you her in dhan. You take her. Then this Brahmana will be thinking, Are, I am getting difficulty to marry one daughter only and he's giving me one more girl. Now what should I do? Two girls, how will I maintain them? He was very confused. Then slowly the news went to Radharani. Radharani was thinking, huh? Without even asking me one word, how can Krishna give me in dan? I cannot go leaving him. Like, you know, how will I go to somebody else's house? And then she'll be worrying and she'll be crying and, you know, she's worried. Then, you know, Radharani is very clever, right? So all the gopis in Ravi know one of the quality of Radharani, she's very intelligent. Then the gopis will be thinking what to do. Radharani will be thinking what to do. Then Radharani will say that, okay, he wanted to give me. So my deha, right? So whatever weight I am, my body is weighing, that much weight I'll sit on one side of the balance and the other side we will weigh it with equal amount of gold. The weight of my body we will weigh and whatever gold comes we will give to that Brahmana. So it is as good as giving me in dan because it is equal to my body's weight. So then Radharani will sit.
That then Krishna says, I already.
Yeah, no, my son is reminding me saying that Krishna says that I already promised the Brahmana, so you have to actually go. So then Radharani sits on one side of the that weighing machine and she puts her jewelry, then the gopis put all their jewelry, so they will match it to her weight. Then what all jewelry was collected, Krishna gives that in dhan to that Brahmana, and the Brahmana happily goes back to his village and gets his daughter married so nicely. So this is the place that pastime has happened and it is called as Dhangad, and the deities are called Radha Dhan Bihari. And as we walk, we come to this beautiful, we know how nice the Rajasthani building. If you go to Jaipur, very beautiful constructions. We don't see anywhere like that. So this is one of that Jaipur king built this temple. So this is called as Radha Kushal Bihari Mandir. So what happened was, there was a king of Jaipur called Savai Madhu Singh. So what happened, he used to visit to this place with all his family, visiting Lala Lajli temple. That is on Shriji Mandir, Bhanugad. So he was visiting there and he had a desire of building a very nice temple for Lala and Ladli, Radharani's temple. And he wanted to build a beautiful temple and shift the deities from there to here. So there was he is a king, but he kept the temple in the center and all the rooms were around. Means the minister's room, the king's room, the queen's room, the kids' rooms, everything were surrounded around the altar area in this temple. That was the plan. So imagine how nice it would be if our presidents and if the White House also in the center had a temple and around are staying the president, vice president. So the point here is Krishna should be the center of our life. That was the point with which he built this temple. But in the dream, Radharani comes and says that, no, don't move me from there. That was the place where I grew up in, you know, when I was a child. That was the place of my home, where Vrishabhanu and Kirtida Mata and I were there. So this is not the place. So please don't move me from there. That was requested by Radharani to this king. Then the king was not feeling bad. He was not frustrated. He was not thinking, ha, I tried to make big temple with lots of money for Radharani and Radharani is saying this. No, he was very submissive. He was very nice. As soon as Radharani said, he, instead of bringing the deities from there, he actually built another temple, other deity. There was another altar and they're very, very strict. You Google anywhere, you do Facebook, you don't find the picture. They're very strict about taking pictures. So in the center, there is Radha Kushal Bihari. And on the left side, there is Radha Hans Gopal. Then Narada Muni deity is there. Four Kumaras are there. Then there is, the king who built this temple is from the Nimbarkacharya Sampradaya. So there is a black deity of Nimbarka. Then there is Radha Nritya Gopal also on the right side. So these are the deities inside this Jaipur temple. Very beautiful building. Mataji, you want to say something?
Nice, Mataji. Thank you for getting this picture.
And then comes our Lala Ladli temple. Very, very famous, very beautiful temple. Very beautiful.
It's very big.
Yeah. There are almost, I think, 270 steps if you have to go to this temple. Here also they're very strict to take the pictures. But now somehow people will click because lots of phones, mobiles, right? How much will they control? So actually, if you come this way, this courtyard, if you see the black and white titles, it's a very big courtyard. You can see all Barsana very beautifully and the temple is like inside, like here you have to go. So we know Lala means beloved son, Ladli means beloved daughter. So there's a childhood form of Radharani and Krishna's deities inside this Lala Ladli temple. And Radharani is called as Shri. So it is also called as Shriji Mandir and it is on the top of Bangard. And So then here actually this temple, we remember at Lalita Sakhi's village we saw the samadhi of Narayana Bhatta Goswami, right? So when Vajranabh established this deity 5000 years ago, eventually this deity was lost like other deities, but then it was Narayana Bhatta who found the deity and then established a temple. But later, you know, that was a very small temple. And I believe it was initially called as Radha Raman Temple, Radha Raman, by the name of Radha Raman Temple. But later in 1675, with the help of Raja Todarmal, who was the governor in Akbar's court, Narayan Bhatta built this huge, nice, beautiful building. It's a very beautiful, it's like some of us who have seen, we know how, like, you know, beautiful it is. So, you know, here, if you have to celebrate Janmashtami or Radhashtami, I heard like, you know, I was not there for Janmashtami and Radhashtami, but last time when we went, the people who are like local people were saying that very, very crowded, like you have to start the before day only. By 2 o'clock, they will close the altar. Then nice Brajvasi songs, like local Barsana people will come and they will sing. There is no need for you to move. They will be pushing you this side and this side and this side. So we have to see Janmashtami and Radhashtami being celebrated here at least once in a lifetime is what they were telling. And on the roofs, there are so nice depictions of Krishna's pastimes. Very beautiful in the roof. There is this nice holy pastime. There is Rasa Leela. And there is Krishna coming as a flower malini. So what happened was, one time Radharani was very, very upset with Krishna. So then Krishna will be thinking, now how should I, you know, please Radharani, I mean, how should I make her anger go away and, you know, laugh? So what will Krishna do? Krishna will go as a flower seller. Recently, if some of you are on Facebook, you know, if you like the page of Radha Shyam Sundar, which we will be visiting soon, Radha Shyam Sundar's DT, Shyamananda Pandit's DT. So if they decorate the DT so beautifully. Recently, they decorated Krishna as that flower seller. So I will look for that picture. I didn't get time. Tomorrow I will show you definitely. They showed Krishna as bangle seller. They dressed him as a flower seller. So beautiful it was. So that is the pastime is Krishna goes as a flower seller Malini. And then he will nicely sell the flower. He will be saying to Radharani. Then Radharani will think like, who is this blackish flower seller I have never seen? Oh, she will introduce herself as Malini. Then she gives a flower garland to Krishna. Krishna will give a flower garland to Radharani. And Radharani will think, this kind of flower garland cannot be made by anybody. I think then she gets a little bit suspicious that it could be Krishna. Then, you know, she will start, you know, trying to tease Krishna opposite. And she will say, oh, gopis, this flower seller is, you know, looks very poor. His dress sari looks very old. So immediately we will dress him with a very nice sari and good jewelry. So now come on, get undressed. Remove your shirt. Remove your sari. We will give new sari. And Krishna will be feeling very shy. Then the gopis will be saying, no, it's okay. Why are you feeling shy? We are all girls only. Remove. Dress yourself with the new, they'll be pulling his sari and he'll say, no. They'll be pulling and he will be saying, no. And in that, all the flowers will fall down. And then Krishna, all the beautiful flowers will just fall down. And then Krishna will reveal his identity that he is Krishna. So that pastime is also painted in Sriji Mandir. So all those beautiful pastimes, if we go there nicely, maybe when we go for yatras, it is a bit rush because the yatra people will be saying, we have to go or we have to be with the, you know, time and with the yatra. But if we go separately sometime, you know, we can talk with the local pujari, the Vrajvasis, and you can nicely observe everything. So that is the one thing here. And Holi also, they celebrate. Actually, there is one festival called Laddu Holi also. Laddu Holi, I think... I don't remember which day they celebrate Holi, but before that Holi, they do this Laddu Holi and they do this big pichakaris. They celebrate Holi. There is one flower, I forgot the flower what they were mentioning. They collect all the flowers, they dry that flowers, and the next year they will soak all the flowers in 50 gallons of water for 3 days. And nice yellow color water comes with a beautiful aroma. And they use that to celebrate the Holi here in Varsana. So that is about Varsana. And lastly, I would like to conclude with this. I forgot to write the title, but this is one of my favorite. And I forgot to tell. Next time, if you go, please remember, like when you are coming down the hill, nobody knows. Means I also have not been, but I know that there is Ashtasakhi Mandir. There is, as you are coming down the Sriji Mandir. As I said, it's a hill and there are 270 steps. As you're coming down, there is the temple of Ashtasakhi. There are three Ashtasakhi temples, three in Vrindavan. One is at Radhakund, one is here, and the third one. So please remember and ask them. So there is Ashtasakhi temple. There is the temple of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida and Radharani and Sridham are there. Then there is a temple of Brahma and there is a temple of who is that? Vrishabhanu's Kirtida's or Vrishabhanu's Manipal and Sukhada. I remember grandparents of Radharani. Grandparents of Radharani's temple is also there. I think she's Kirtida Mataji's parents. So that temple is there. So all these temples which we can peacefully visit when we go by ourselves, you can check those temples as you are coming down. And then comes Pili Pokar. So very, very beautiful.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Ah, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. That flower called Keshuro.
What, Mataji?
That color flower. Color.
Keshuro.
Ah.
Yeah. Or, yes. Orange, yes. Color.
Correct.
Kesudo.
They are the orange color flowers. And...
Correct, yeah. Mataji. They told, but in the
for Holi.
Teshudo, correct.
Yeah. Yes, they correct. Use for the poli. Poli, holy.
Poli, correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. Yes, Mataji. And then comes Pili Poker. Very, very beautiful pastime. Actually, I always wish if I have a big house, I want to get this painting of Pili Poker done. And, you know, there's one Mataji who does in Alachua. She takes years to paint any painting. She takes every detail so nicely that I always tell my Prabhu, like, if we have a house, then I want this one to get painted. And because it's a very beautiful pastime. So, the pastime goes like this. Radharani used to go to Nanda Maharaja's house every day as on the request of Yashoda Mata to cook for Sri Krishna. She used to go. They say that from Pavan Sarovar, they used to have a big line of gopis ready. After the food is cooked, they used to climb all the way to the hill. So every day she used to go to Nandagaon and cook with her own hands to Sri Krishna. And one day Yashoda Maharani was thinking that, you know, she got so immersed in the thoughts, seeing Radharani. How we feel so good. Now I don't have a daughter. When I look at any girl, oh my God, I feel like so, that feeling from the heart is very, very different. So she was, especially when I see cute little girls dressed as gopis with two plates, gopi dress. So, you know, it's so enchanting. They look so beautiful. So Yashoda Maya also, she will be like looking at Radharani. Oh, how beautiful she is. How nice she is. She gets immersed in her thoughts and she'll think, how nice it would be if Radharani becomes my daughter-in-law. And then she will call Radharani. And in that, you know, in that thought, what will she do? She will apply haldi, turmeric to her hands. And those days, like if somebody applies turmeric to hands, that means you are engaged to that home, like to that, the son of that home. So then she gets so angry, you know, in that thought she applied, then Radharani looks at her hands. Now she will think, now I'll go back home. What will my mother say? What should I do? She'll be hiding her hands and she will be walking back to her house and she will, you know, hide. Then in between, she sees this water pond and she tries to wash her. She washes all her hands. And the water becomes so yellowish, so yellow. And she, after washing, she goes back. So on the other side, what happens? Krishna brings his cows to this place. And Krishna will be thinking, so, you know, what is this place? I have never seen this kind of pond in here. What is this yellow water? Then he will enter the water. And obviously that came from the, you know, Radharani's hand, right? So he enters the water. He goes in. The cows are all waiting outside. He goes inside. Up until here. And only his peacock feather is seen. And that is also not seen. He gets drowned in the water. And the cows are just looking there. And suddenly he comes up. He becomes full golden color complexion and he will walk out. So that is an indication. Actually, Krishna showed his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like how he's going to come in Gaura Leela, golden form. He showed that. So he showed that form before itself in that Leela. And again, anyways, yeah. Like Radharani goes back, still her hand is yellow.
Yeah.
Then the villagers come to know that she is, you know, engaged to Nanda Maharaj's son. Then they want to send jewelry. Nanda Baba wants to send back. And where Krishna says, we'll send the best pearls. And Krishna tries to grow the pearls. So that's all the story. But yes, Mataji, Shama Gauri Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. When Krishna dips inside the water, his heart becomes like Radharani's heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani. So Krishna's mood becomes like Radharani's mood, and in that mood, he is calling like Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He is Krishna himself, but he is calling for Krishna. So that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he raised his hand and because he saw Radharani there and he raised his hand and he was calling for Krishna, 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 like because his heart became like Radharani. So that's the place is Pilipokar. And after that, you know, they Yashodamai like made her hand, Radharani's hand yellow, and it's the news spread everywhere that, oh, and then everybody get together, like one family from Radharani's side and family from Krishna's side, and they got together and they say, let's they may make them, engage them and let's marry them. But if they get married, then they are, that Parkiya bhav will not be there. So Puranmasi comes in between and, like, you know, shade her hand like this, and everybody forgets that past time. Like, you know, that Radharani was means should be the daughter-in-law of like Ananda Maharaja, like that. So they don't get married. So that's what they want, like, you know, they want Parakiya Bhav in Vrajabhumi. So that's what.
Yeah, I heard, in fact, Purnamasi says that, no, this is not an auspicious time. It's not an auspicious time. It's not good. So she says no. Then all will stop that.
Yes, I also heard that. It was not proper time.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That is the beautiful. Pili is yellow. Pokhara is pond. So, Pili Pokhara, yellow pond. So, that is all about Barsana. Very, very beautiful place. Beautiful pastime. And in Barsana, if you take two stones, this Prabhuji was saying, generally when two hard stones, when you do, like, it makes a sound of gar, gar, gar sound. But here, if you have that heart to listen, they will make the sound of like ankle bell sound. That's Radharani's sound. So, Radharani's mercy is profusely pouring in Barsana. So please, next time, please, if you get a chance, please go there. Who all didn't go? And next time if we go, I have also a couple of places I missed to visit. So I will also make sure I will visit. And we will see one video, if you have time, Indradyumna Maharaja's Barsana. Can I show Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
Mataji, we lost the audio.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Today, our Parikrama party has come to a very special part of Vrindavan. We've come to Varshana. Actually, before we walk up the sacred hill of Varshana, we're visiting the village of Chitradevi called Chiksoli. Many devotees know that Srimati Radharani, the Lord's eternal consort, she has a group of girlfriends who is sister in many ways. They're called Sakis. If you go to Mayapur, our big Mayapur temple, you'll see beautiful Radha Madhava on the altar, and on either side are four assistants of Srimati Radharani, the Sakis. And one of those Sakis is Chitradevi. The Sakis are around the age of Srimati Radharani. They're, you could say, 9-10 years of age. And each of those Sakis has a group of helpers called Manjaris. They're much younger, 6 or 7 or maybe even younger than that. But these are Krishna's girlfriends. And each of these 8 Sakis, they have their villages surrounding Varshana. The history of Varshana is very interesting. Actually, it goes way, way back.
When you bake, you're not just making food. You're trying new recipes, learning new skills.
At the end of Dwapara Yuga, he could be a hill. In due course of time, the Lord will fulfill them so that we can serve him when he was a little older boy. Radharani's parents moved from Raval to that place is called Varshana because of that constant flow of bliss. And Radharani, accept our devotion and you offer to Krishna or tell Krishna about us. One time Prabhupada said, Srimati Radharani is in charge of devotion, so even if she sees her on this earthly planet, one devotee is just joining the temple and wants to serve Krishna. She whispers to Krishna, my dear beloved, there's Radharani's favorite gopi. She's very artistic. She's a good cook. She's a musician. So many ways she serves. So we're coming to take shelter of her. Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna.
Was the Sriji Mandir and Varshana.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for taking us to Jadam. So let's pay our obeisance to Mataji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpata Rupya Shikupa Sindhu Bhe.
Thank you, Mataji. See you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you.